2013 continues its trend as the summer of the sequels, as we take a look at the follow-up to 2010's action comedy hit, Red, with Bruce Willis, Mary Louise Parker, and John Malkovich all reprising their roles for yet another set of thrills and wisecracks. Willis returns as retired and extremely dangerous CIA agent Frank Moses, who is once again trying to lead the normal life with his now live-in girlfriend Sarah, who feels they could almost use another set of near-death experiences to spice up their relationship. Enter their old pal Marvin, who warns Frank and Sarah that he and Frank are being hunted for suspicion of being involved in a secret operation during the Cold War, codenamed the Nightshade. The trio set off in search of what turns out to be a nuclear weapon. Along the way, we are reunited with Agent Victoria of the previous film, Dame Helen Mirren. Also to help on this new adventure is a beautiful Russian secret agent, referred to as Frank's Kryptonite, an appropriately alluring Catherine Zeta-Jones, and a psychotic nuclear physicist, played by everyone's favorite choice to play a mad genius, Sir Anthony Hopkins. All of the car chasing, slow motion shooting, and quite well delivered one-liners do add up to some pretty entertaining escapism. How superior, or even up to par, it is to the first film, I believe is up for dispute. Indeed, if one has not seen the first Red, one will likely not appreciate or even understand this one. And for those who have seen the first film, they will likely leave this one thinking they haven't found anything more to consume. As one who only moderately enjoyed the first film, finding it little more than a hash of Ocean's 11 meets Die Hard emulating James Bond, when I heard a sequel was being made, I just wasn't sure what they were going to come up with. And I have to say, there wasn't very much that they did. Now my understanding is that there is a third installment being planned. I guess with this latest franchise, along with the Expendables series, and a sixth Die Hard on the way, it's safe to say that more of the same is Bruce Willis's game. For KRWG, this is Jack Fields with the Weekly Film Review.